You're listening to SBS News.
I can announce the host country of the FIFA Women's World Cup 2023, which will be Australia. Yeah!
That was the reaction to the announcement at Football Federation Australia headquarters in Sydney. FFA Chairman Chris Nicu says Australia and New Zealand will do everything they can to produce the best Women's World Cup ever.
Today, FIFA Council has made not one but two countries extremely happy, and our football families here are rejoicing. We are pleased with what we have been given. We know there is work to be done, but our pledge to the FIFA family is that we will leave no stone unturned to produce the best Women's World Cup and to help FIFA meet its objectives around the women's game globally and more immediately in the Asia-Pacific region.
The joint bid to host the 2023 Women's World Cup was unusual from the start. It's the first time a bid has crossed confederation boundaries.
Two confederations, two countries, home to hundreds of cultures and languages, but united by the language of football.
That's Socceroos legend Mark Schwarzer speaking on a promotional video for the Australasian bid. Australia is part of the Asian Confederation, while New Zealand is in the Oceania Confederation. Originally there were four bidders, but Brazil dropped out after finding it had little support from the Bolsonaro government. Just a few days before today's announcement, Japan also dropped out, leaving only the Australasian bid and a bid from Colombia. While Australia and New Zealand topped the FIFA Technical Report audit with a score of 4.1 out of 5, Colombia only scored 2.8. But New Zealand football's president, Joanna Wood, told TVNZ, even so, the bid wasn't a foregone conclusion.
Don't count your chickens before they're hatched. I think, you know, there's no doubt that we did score well in the evaluation report, and we also came through as a low risk for the delivery of the tournament.
Further doubt was cast by a report in the Guardian newspaper that UEFA members of the FIFA Council were being encouraged to back Colombia to promote the development of women's football in the South American country. Joanna Wood says the Australia-New Zealand bid offered FIFA a different level of international cooperation.
The thing that is different about our bid to Colombia's bid is that it provides new opportunities for FIFA going forward. What this one does, it's a cross-confederation, so it's up at another level again.
Football Federation Australia Chairman Chris Nicu insisted that the Australasian bid ticked a lot of boxes. Federal Minister for Sport Richard Colbeck agreed, telling Fox Sports before today's announcement he was confident in the strength of the bid and of FIFA's selection process.
Clearly, the fact that the bids have been ranked by their investigations panel that have been to all of the countries to have a look at it, and we were the highest ranked bid on the bid books. We've got the support of Oceania and, very pleasingly, after the withdrawal of Japan earlier in the week, the Asian Confederation have come behind us as well. So it's the first ever cross-confederation bid that's been submitted for one of these competitions. So it's got a lot of things going for it.
As far as Australia's Matildas concerned, the venue is only the first hurdle. Mark Schwarzer's told Optus Sport that the current world champions, the United States, will be a tough challenge, and the Australians will have to show not just stamina, but superb technical skill as well. He says the recent experience of the Matildas and Captain Sam Kerr in the United States will stand them in good stead.
I mean, the US team, that's not beat around the bush. They're a phenomenal side, physically and mentally and technically. They're very, very good. So the challenge is, I think, you know, to add a little bit more of a technical aspect to the Matildas. We've got right. The side, we've got that ability to run in all games all day long, and they've gone to the US and done so well, and particularly Sam Kerr has been outstanding in the US.
The joint bid won 22 votes, beating out the Colombian bid, which won 13 votes. The tournament is being expanded to 32 teams in 2023 and will be played in July and August of that year. Australian matches will be played in Sydney, Melbourne, Perth, Brisbane, Adelaide, Newcastle and Launceston. New Zealand matches will be played in Auckland, Wellington, Christchurch, Dunedin and Hamilton. The tournament's opening game will be in Auckland, while the final will be in Sydney. Sunil Awasthi, SBS News.